Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Reminded me to honor that he's going to work through the supplement. Immediately, I got back on it. He cares about you so much. And I'm telling you, I have like 3,000 instances. Apostle Andrew, he went to get a haircut. And I guess he was a new barber. And, you know, Apostle Andrew, he's like, sure, I'll give anybody a chance. And when he cut his head, he nicked him. He nicked him really, really bad. He nicked him so much that even eventually we ended up shaving his head bald. We shaved Andrew's head bald, and he looks good. Your pastor, your lead pastor Andrew, is a good-looking man, and he could rock a head full of hair, and he could rock also a bald look. And we shaved his head bald. This wasn't his first time going bald. But this time when we shaved his head bald, when his hair began to grow back, it didn't grow back in the thickness and the fullness that it once did. And we noticed that it was a little bit thin. And I said, you know, sometimes when you shave your head, you can't guarantee the pattern of how it grows back to be the same. So I was really concerned about that. He looked good, and it wasn't anything noticeable unless you knew his hair pattern growth. And I began to talk to the Lord about it because I talked to the Lord about everything. And the Lord, you know, listened, and we went ahead and worshiped and went about our day, and the Lord gave me a dream that night, and it showed me sharing my hair peels with Andrew. And the Lord was speaking through the dream and said, have him take some of these supplements because they will help him in his hair growth. And I woke up out of the dream, and I said, wow, the Lord is that concerned for something that I brought to him on behalf of my husband, even down to his hair. You know why? Because this is scriptural. You're saying, well, Apostle April, you talk about hair. This is a Sunday. What this got to do with the word of God? You know, you want to know why? Because the Bible even talks about it. The Bible says that he has numbered the hairs on our head.
Come on now.
This is the word of God. He's letting you know already that he's concerned even with the numbered hairs on your hair. And this is even
deeper. Yes, sir.
You got to break it down. What does it mean to have the numbered hairs on your hair? That means when you're brushing your hair, when you're combing your hair, and you see a strand caught up in the teeth of a brush or the teeth of a comb, when you look down on the floor and you may see a few shredded strands of hair, it's not just shredded strands to you, but to the Lord. That's strand number 3,394.
You better preach this. Hallelujah.
He's saying, I've numbered it. Amen. How many pairs of hair you have on your head? I know exactly where it came from.
Today.
What follicle it was burst out of. I know everything there is to know about you.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Speak, Holy Ghost. Come on here.
If he knows people of God, why can we not know his many names? Why can we even be curious enough to know about him? Why can't we even possess the same type of respect and honor for him to know everything, even on the molecular level, that we can even know all the names that he manifests in? Maybe Jesus, maybe the Holy Spirit, but you couldn't even tell me what Jehovah Rapha is, Jehovah Jireh. Who's Jehovah Tiskanu? Who's Jehovah Shammah? Who's Elohim? Who's Eloi? Who is Roi? All of these different names.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me that
Lord.
He's a strong tower? How can you tell me that he's the Prince of Peace? How can you tell me that he's your fortress? How can you tell me that he's the rock of your salvation? How can you tell me that he's your shield and buckler? How can you tell me all of these things?
Jesus.
And you don't possess the curiosity to even learn him when
come
he even knows the number of hairs on your hair. And these pastors and these leaders who don't even have a relationship with God, they can't even teach you that this relationship is even possible.
Come on here.
This is what's so sad. So this is why God is so excited when I share these things with you, because I'm breaking him out of the box in your mind. Because a lot of us, we serve God, but it's in a box. because we don't know that he can show us a breakout in our skin before it happens.
Yes,
he doesn't
Lord.
Show us
yes,
a sick or a cold. And it's not just for you. It might be a four family member. The Lord will show you that your son hanging out with those no good people is going to be
glad
by shooting. Yes, and he was sick
yes,
to you.
Yes, yes.
My God.
Of the night so that it will shield and protect him so when he goes
come on, preach.
No bullet will penetrate his skin.
Confirmation. My God.
This is what God is saying.
Confirmation.
You already said it, people of God. When I first got on, you were excited to hear the word of God. So you're excited.
Yes. Yes.
When
confirmation.
See, because this is—I wasn't going to share it, but I'll share it now.
Confirmation.
The Lord even said,
"My God."
He said, "Before you start preaching, he said, I want them to repeat after you and have them say that I'm excited for the Word of God." He said,
"I'm excited for the Word of God."
Amen.
Forward in your word until you hear enough excitement on the line. He said, because what it's going to do is going to open up their faith to receive the final portion, the final part of this series.
Yes,
he said, this is the meat right here. Because I'm laying the foundation this last
week. Come on, Pastor. Amen, Apostle.
Yes, God.
We're going to do implementation this week. He said, this is the core of what I got to say.
Yes.
Share some of your excitement. Share some of your testimony. Share what I've done for you. Because what they see, a child cannot be what a child cannot see. That's my
glory.
So if you don't know that it's even possible, if you've never seen it happen, if you've never heard anybody talk about it, how can you know that it is attainable?
Yes.
So I have to now show you that it is attainable. There is a God that you serve that is concerned about your bump, that is concerned about your
skin,
that is concerned about your hair, that is concerned about your well-being. He doesn't want you to get in a car accident. He doesn't want your children shot up. He doesn't want you on drugs.
Yes.
He doesn't want you prostituting. He doesn't want you desiring a man or a marriage or a woman more than you desire a relationship with himself.
Cool.
Yes, God. Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And if you want to share this with other people, matter of fact, I insist that you share this with other people. How can we put prayer first? Let's talk about it today. Let me show you how, because I told you how intimate you can be with God. I shared with you some of my experiences, but it takes a certain type of effort and protocol to even get to that type of intimacy with the Lord. Like I said earlier, Psalm 91, to dwell in that secret place. You got to first walk through the door. You got to first get yourself in position so that he can hide you under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
So it takes some effort on your end. Number one, this is what you got to do. It's really this serious. You actually have to schedule a time. You have to schedule a time for your prayer with God. Number one, schedule a time for your prayer with God. Now, for most people, it might be early in the morning. We got a lot of people that love to pray in the morning. It's just a peace. I personally will recommend praying early in the morning. Why? Because early in the morning, number one, it sets your day. That means, let's just be honest, if you were in a relationship with God and communion with the Lord and he wanted to warn you of some of the things ahead, because, you know, the Bible says, number one, Jesus doesn't slumber nor sleep. But what does the Lord say about the enemy? He says that he's walking to and fro seeking who he may devour. So that means we have two principalities that are not sleeping. God doesn't sleep, but so doesn't Satan. So that means while you're asleep, Satan is already looking at your family. He's already looking at your house. He's looking at what you got going on tomorrow.
Okay.
So therefore, he's already setting up snares, some traps. He's trying to set up an accident. He's trying to get somebody that's already under the influence of alcohol to meet you right as you get onto the expresso so they can get a DUI experience. I'm telling you, the enemy, he's strategic. The Bible talks about that. To be as cunning as wolves, but innocent as doves. To be cunning as a snake, but wise as a dove. The Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about how we to take on the same strategic mindset as the enemy, but we must be harmless in our approach and our intention. So
yes,
we got to fight back the same way. So this is why I always insist that you wake up out of the bed, as my mom used to say, turn that bed loose. Turn that bed loose and wake up a little bit earlier so that you can meet the Lord, so that he can prepare you for the day. This is also a time where you get your mind right. This is also a time where you get your attitude adjusted. You may have a lot of things going on, but when you're in communion with the Lord before you start your day, there's also an impartation that happens. He gives you the grace. He gives you the grace to go through that day. Whatever is already planned for you, God will impart in you the grace to get through that day. He already know that coworker is
going
to
my God.
He already know that supervisor is going to try and get you fired again and write you up.
Uh-huh.
He knows that child of yours is going to have an attitude as soon as they get up out of the bed. He already knows that husband's going to come crawling in half drunk around 6 in the morning. He already knows. So he's giving you the grace to get through the day. There's an impartation of wisdom, and there's an impartation of discernment. See, a lot of you all miss all of this impartation because you're not even aligned for when he's distributing it. So a lot of times you could be a lot further in your life than you are now. Had you have met the Lord early in the morning, you would have more wisdom, more discernment, because just by default, he gives it to you. He's a very free and giving, liberal God. He doesn't give you little pieces and little corners. Okay, I'll give you just a pinch of wisdom today. No, he wants to give liberally unto you. But you got to be in a position.
Come on.
It's like me saying, I want to give you $500 today. Meet me actually tomorrow at 7 a.m. And the $500 is already yours, but you never showed up to get it. It's like the Lord sitting every morning with baskets of glory, of love, of joy, of peace, of all discernment, of wisdom, of understanding. Big old box. And he wants to present it to you. But what you do, you wake up at 7 and you turn around and you say, oh, I can squeeze 30 more minutes of sleep. And you turn back around and you go to sleep. And then you wake up just enough time to get ready and get out the door. You've missed your presence from God. So God is saying you need to now. That's why he's saying it's purposeful to actually schedule a time. Early in the morning is the best time to meet with the Lord because it sets the course for the rest of the day. So, and you got to know, too, this is not just me talking. This is also under the following of our main example, Jesus. The Bible talks about how Jesus will wake up in the coolness of the day. When people say the coolness of the day, you got to understand that's before the sun rose because the heat came from the sun. So in the coolness of the day, because it's not nighttime, otherwise the Bible will say coolness of the night, the coolness of the day meant before sunrise. The Bible will explain that Jesus often went and had his prayer time in the coolness of the day. So that's our example. So he's like, you know, if I rose up early to talk to my Heavenly Father and I'm Jesus, I think you need to do the same. Because you're
Amen.
Not Jesus. And you need
Amen.
A lot more.
That's right.
So that's what I suggest. That means if you know, you got to do some calculations. If you got to be at work at 9 and it takes about 30 minutes to get there and you like to get there 15 minutes before your 9 o'clock shift starts, that means you basically need to hit the road at like 8:15. If you know it takes you about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to get ready, and you can start off small. Just say, I want to spend 15 minutes. If you're not in the habit of spending time with God, he's okay with you taking baby steps. He said, start off with 15 minutes. Do 15 minutes increments. Start off with 15 minutes. So that means whenever you wake up, let's say you got to be at work at 9, be at the house by 8:15. So let's just say, I'm throwing it out there. Let's just say that you woke up at about 7:30 to get you dressed and out the house by 8:15. So now I suggest you wake up at like 7:15. I would suggest you wake up really at 7 because, honestly, when you first wake up, it takes about 5 minutes for you to learn who you are. You're so droggy and drowsy, and you're just like, whoa, what am I? Is this today a work day? Then you drag your feet, you may go to the restroom. So by the time all of that goes by, you'll now be awake enough to actually now go into the presence of God. So I would say turn your clock back to 7 o'clock. It's 30 extra minutes. So what? You will get adjusted. We are creatures of habit. We can get adjusted very easily. Turn your alarm clock to 7 o'clock in the morning. That way that gives you time to wipe the sleepiness from your eyes, go and urinate, then go into your secret place where you can seek God for 15 minutes. Put on some worship music with your phone or with a CD and spend some quiet time with the Lord. For those of you all that have children, you may have to get up a little bit earlier. Why am I saying this? Because it's a sacrifice. Anything that you really want in this life, you have to invest in. This is a sacrifice, and it's an investment. So if you know your kids really start shaking that bed loose around, let's say 7:15, and you don't want it to be uninterrupted, you got to understand that you got to beat the kids. Honey, you may have to wake up at like 6:45. While they're still snoring and snotting and farting in their sleep, you need to be somewhere praying for them, because God will give you the grace to get through the day and the morning of even getting them off to school or getting them to daycare. So you're going to have to schedule time with that, because the Lord did it.
Thank you, Lord, that we were scheduled making time for you, and that we will come back next week and learn what next we must do to implement and be in position so that we ourselves are making prayer priority and being in alignment, so you can give us the gifts and the presence that you want to gift us with in the morning, so that you can give us direction and give us wisdom for our days and give us victory in our life. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for I decree that we are not just hearers of your word, but we are doers also. And we magnify your name, knowing that we are excited for your word to implement and execute as soon as we even get off this line, that we will be tested on it as we go forward in scheduling our week ahead, that we will schedule you time, Lord, quality time, so you can commune with us and we can commune with you, not in a complaining life, but a prayer life, effectual lifestyle, in Jesus' mighty name. Let all of God's people say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.